Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversation and then offer it to the masses. The Geek Grills podcast is supported solely by our patrons. Please visit today at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm here with my co-host Linda.
Hello.
Jen, I believe, hasn't fixed her computer yet, so I don't know when she'll be around, but hi from her and contact her. Her stuff is at the end of the episode because tomorrow is her birthday, December 5th.
So happy birthday to her.
So what have you been up to this geeky week?
Well, I started to do a little campaign with my friends of Human Fall Flat, which is a little co-op. It can be played by itself, but it's basically you are playing as a ragdoll character with all the ragdoll physics and the hilarity that ensues because of it. It's basically a puzzle game. So I've been playing that with a couple of my friends. It's hilarious. I was laughing so hard I was crying because one of my friends, Sam, will just grab you as his character and then throw you both off a ledge because you're on this little like floating island where you're doing the puzzles. If you happen to fall off, you just kind of fall down and then back into the level. So you don't like die or anything. You just kind of go, flump, and then you're back in and you can try again. And let's see, I have been also prepping for the year zero closing game of the Simulacro LARP, which is the LARP that I run, the live action role play game. And it is basically we're wrapping up everyone's stories. So we're I and the other staff members who run that have been furiously trying to get everything in order so that we have the props that we need and we have the storyline straight for everyone to get their characters nice and wrapped up with a little bow for the end of the year.
Right on. That's just got it. Oh, I'm writing all that. What a cool challenge.
Yeah, it can be, but it's really fun because you get a lot of feedback from your players, and most of the time it's really good. So,
yeah. So I've been out raiding for Ho-Oh, you know, that Pokemon. The Firebird, the new Firebird, I don't know. And I haven't gotten it yet. This is really proving to be difficult as a catch. I haven't had one this difficult since Articuno. And I only got until like the 13th or something, so I guess I'll be raiding a lot more. Something weird I noticed the last few days, because I'll turn on Pokemon Go and Carline, because I mean, I'm just moving slowly for a half an hour.
Yeah.
And the map's gone. Like, there weren't any stops there or gyms or anything that I think they would have had removed or whatever. But the whole, like, showing the street going around the circle, and it is on, you know, city maps. It's just not there. It looks like I'm out driving in a field all of a sudden. And I've looked online and I've tried to find any information, like maybe people were complaining or maybe they did this on purpose to keep people off school grounds, but I haven't been able to find anything.
It's weird. I'm wondering if it's because they had a problem for a little while of kids playing it while they were in school. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe, but I don't know how they'd ever reach Niantic and get it done. it's weird. So I'll continue to keep my eyes out for news there. I did finally get the Twitch app fixed on my PC, so I was able to update my WoW add-ons. Like, I don't know what in the world was going on. The curse, which you use for your add-ons, disappeared. It merged. Twitch bought them or whatever. And you had to use the Twitch app to get your add-ons updated. You couldn't even get the old curse anymore, and it wouldn't load. And it wouldn't work. It would just freeze and stick on launch for months. So I just had to play without my add-ons.
Oh, no.
But my boy, my big boy studying computer engineering and stuff, came home for the holiday and took a bunch of crap off my machine for me. So maybe that's what fixed it. I suspect that's what fixed it.
I just imagine him walking in being like, I got this, Ma. Just move aside.
Yeah. Well, it's, I've got a Lenovo machine, and he actually did an internship with Lenovo last year. So that's I was cool. Like, hon, there is stuff on here that it says it's the built-in Lenovo update your stuff. But I know I've got other protections and ways to update my stuff, and which of these things should I really actually use, and why do some of them not work? And he's like, I got this. Yeah. And we're trying really hard to get our guild more active. I feel really bad because it's like my bank person is on our Facebook going, trying to whip up all these people. So anybody who wants to come over to Proudmoore and help us do some old school raids, because you need like 18 people from that have to be from the same guild to get these guild achieves and get mounts. Huh. And we've got like 8 or 9 at any given time.
So you're like, please come help.
Yeah, it's like, there's 500 of you. Come on, show up. But yeah, you can contact me or look for Pone Cakes and Raffles. So I guess that is time for the Geek Grapevine. What you got?
Let's see. The Infinity War trailer just dropped. I'm very excited about that because I am a big Marvel fan. Captain America is my favorite, followed very closely by Winter Soldier. I love that storyline. And they did a really good job of doing that in movie form. So I found a trailer breakdown, which is like, here's all these little, you know, hints and Easter eggs and things that are in the trailer, which, you know, they're things that those of us who have, you know, obsessively watched all of the movies up until this point are probably like, ooh, I recognize that and I see this. And there are certain things from the comics that pop up. And I'm very much looking forward to that when it comes out, which is, I know it's next year some point. Is it like a whole year? I did not even look.
I should probably have looked. I did hear nasty rumor, something about them killing Spider-Man. I'm like, wait, what? I don't even.
I predict that someone will die. I don't think it's going to be Spider-Man. I've got my own thoughts about who it might be, but I'm pretty sure because it's of the way that the trailer, you know, they have the narrator, that's the word I'm looking for, they have the narrator, you know, going through it, this is going to be they're going to get their asses handed to them, and then in the second arc of it in Infinity War 2, then they're going to come back. But I think getting their asses handed to them is going to entail someone biting it.
I think my husband read all those. I'll ask him who dies.
I thought it might be Captain America because they've got others that can take up the shield that mm-hmm. are in canon have taken up the shield. But after talking to some of my friends, I think it might be Iron Man actually. But, you know, don't quote me on that. I have no idea.
Well, he's got that obvious weakness, so he's easier to kill, right?
You mean his vanity? Sorry, I never liked Iron Man. I never liked Tony Stark.
It's a love-hate thing. I think Robert Downey Jr. has done an amazing job portraying like this asshole hero.
Yeah, like the actor, yes, like him a lot. The actual character, not really.
It's like, He's a very Steve Jobsy, like, oh my god, he's really, really brilliant, and what an ass. Why are you doing that?
Why do
I don't want to admire you. Stop being a jerk.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, I was thinking about other news, but this popped up this week and I'm super excited. Those of you who've been around a while, or if you want to go back and listen, when Wonder Woman came out, we did a special Wonder Woman episode and we had on one of the amazing Amazons that I know that cosplays Wonder Woman and, I mean, keeps Greek gods and just, she's amazing. And her name was Lindsay. And she did a TED talk a little while ago, and it just finally became available to watch online. She has Asperger's, and she has this superhero persona that she uses to cope. It's Aspie-girl or Asperger-girl, sorry. And it's just fantastic and empowering for anyone to watch. And I will have the link in with this episode for y'all to check out.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. So our main topic today, I want to say here now, I'm not a believer really in trigger warnings. Well, I know we've had that come up before with episodes like, why didn't you give a trigger warning? Well, because we already have an explicit tag and we're all grown-ups, and I'm telling you what the topic is, and you can choose to tune out then. We're going to talk about body image and body dysmorphic disorder, and it may get really emotional. There may be just hard things for me to talk about and Linda to talk about, and if you don't want to hear it, then come back another time.
Yeah.
So you want
So,
to start us off?
yeah, we'll start kind of with the definition of a body dysmorphic disorder, which is it's a mental disorder characterized by the obsessive idea that some aspect of one's own appearance is severely flawed and warrants exceptional measures to hide or fix it. Now, there is a step further where you don't actually have anything wrong with your body. And that you still need to fix it is a step further in the mental disorder. I will go ahead and say I have always been overweight. Growing up, even being little, I always had extra body weight that would go to the doctors, be like, "Well, you need to lose weight. Well, you need to lose weight." So it's something that was kind of drilled into my head all growing up. And so I always had this, I was a very shy kid. It wasn't until really high school when I went into marching band where I had this just community around me that we all had the same likes and we could all really, interact and talk to each other, that I kind of stopped worrying about what I look like. And even in as early as middle school, I would always wear baggy things to hide my body because I didn't want anyone to see it because I was overweight. And there was a lot of people around me who were not, and I would compare myself to them. So that was a very hard thing kind of growing up with.
Yeah, I understand it's a difficult struggle that a lot of us have, men and women, because of expectations put upon us very often. I hate that in the definition it's like, such a negative, like you're obsessive and it's this disorder. But I mean, that is just a psychological definition meant to understand the treatment of such things when it gets to where, I mean, it gets to where sometimes you're hurting your own body because you have this image in your head that is not realistic. I've not always been overweight, but I have been for some years now. But I did have a baby when I was very young. I was 16, and so I've always had, I mean, my body wasn't done cooking itself yet. So I have, like, my hips are big. The muscles develop there very early. Only so much you can ever do to shed that. And I have stretch marks all over my abdomen and my breasts from that time. And so any time I've ever had any intimacy since then, it's, I mean, there's like has to be this trust and this, I mean, either keep all the lights off,
Yeah.
or open myself emotionally to, you know, whatever criticism or how it's going to be looked at. I mean, I'm fortunate that, I mean, I eventually found a wonderful man who went, ooh, like kitty stripes, and petted my belly. First time he saw him. And it was like, oh my gosh, that was really amazing. That was before we had all these memes about them being my tiger stripes, right? Having children. And I don't think I could have claimed it that way anyway, because of the experience I had. But I mean, that was difficult my whole life. And I wonder about my own body image, I think, has always been skewed, though. Even when I was thinner, and now that I'm fatter, and I have a weird, I think I idealize. I used to be very shy when I was young, and I was, you know, outcast, and like middle school was pretty bad, and junior high was pretty bad. I mean, people threatened to beat me up all the time, bad. And
middle school is just the worst.
Oh, so
middle school is the worst.
And it got better in high school. Like, I found, you know, the theater nerds and everything, and finally had, I mean, your self-esteem, I mean, just like you said, you finally have people, common interests, you can share things. I got out in the world. I was living on my own, you know, when I was in high school, and I started to get a better sense of who I was without comparing myself to everyone. Mm-hmm. And when I went to college, I made a conscious effort. Like, I remember an ex-boyfriend of mine was going to the same college, and we were good friends. We're still good friends. He was on the show once, but I put on this dress, and like, I would never have worn such a thing. It was like this tight black dress, and the sides were cut out, and I wore what I knew was his favorite perfume, and I like went to college, and I went into the cafeteria, and I like sat in his lap and flirted with him. And it was just this like exercise in psyching myself up and going to do that. And that's something I did the next couple years. My early years in college were creating a persona that was not self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And I think it bled over, because like, I got this weight crept up on me, and I've been swinging back and forth by 20 pounds for the last 15 years. Like, right now, I'm up at about 200. I'm about at the weight I was when I had my last baby. And I'm struggling more with it. But I don't, like, I feel like I don't look that big. And it's like, I don't know, I'm just kidding myself. And I've been trying to examine it, especially because we were talking about going into this topic. And I know people who've had weight loss surgery, and mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little later maybe about that experience. But somebody posted a BMI index recently, and like, the ideal weight for my height is about 135 pounds. And the last time I was 135 pounds was not long after my first son was born. And that chart is ridiculous. Yeah. I was so thin then that an ex-girlfriend of mine saw the picture someone sent her, first didn't recognize me, and then got scared and started contacting people to intervene because she thought I must be on crack or meth or something.
Yeah, those indexes are just loads of horseshit, in my opinion.
Just, I mean, that's not, that was not a healthy weight.
No. And I've actually done programs before where I've lost weight. Like, when I actually went on to Weight Watchers with my mom when I was in high school, like my last year of high school, because she decided to do the program and she didn't want to do it by herself. So I went with her to meetings and she started paying for me to do the program with her. And I actually got down to, I think it was like 175. I didn't think I was thin at that time. I thought, well, I've still got a long ways to go. You know, I've got this goal weight that I'm aiming for, and I'm not there yet. And then I went to college, and you know, the freshman 15 they talk about? Mm-hmm. It's now really the freshman 45. I put back on all of the weight plus some. And then I would look back at pictures and be like, oh, I was so thin back then. What's wrong with me? Why did I put it all back on? And it's just because I was on my own. I was a couple hours from home. I was cooking and you know, shopping for myself. And I really didn't like know what I was doing. And I didn't like, I just fell off the wagon because I wasn't there, you know, having the regimented program anymore. And then, you know, fast forward years later, I don't even know what my heaviest was. It must have been somewhere around 250. But I didn't look anymore because I couldn't look. And I just, well, right before I decided to get married, I was like, okay, I'm going to get back on this program and I'm going to lose weight because I had been going to the gym and getting some muscle tone, but going to the gym only builds muscle tone. It doesn't actually help you lose weight. For me, at least, I found that it's all diet, or 70% is diet, 30% is exercise in my case. And it's different for everybody.
It is different for everyone. And I wish there was more understanding of that, because sometimes you're going to work out and you actually start gaining because muscle mass is heavier. And that can be discouraging if you're just looking at the scale and not measuring.
And it's so, you know, I finally got back on it because it's also self-discipline, because if you don't put your mind to it, you're not going to do it. Again, in my personal case, I had to be like, okay, just focus. And I actually managed to get down to about 165, which was thinner than I had been in high school. I'm back up a little bit now, because I didn't fall off the wagon again, but I have kind of let go of the iron control, so I'm back up a couple of pounds from there. But you know, I'm at a weight now where I feel comfortable wearing, you know, little cute dresses, and I feel comfortable in bathing suits. And you know, I think that's kind of where you have to figure out where your comfort is. And for some people, that's really difficult because there's so many things that we're being inundated with of, you know, have the perfect body and blah, 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 and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, some years ago I was dieting. I really want to lose weight. It was after, you know, one of the babies, and I felt really terrible. I mean, I was just on like a low calorie, you know, Weight Watcher style thing. Although Weight Watcher since then has changed some, so I understand. But my metabolism was not having it. And I got my blood work from the doctor and they're like, you're anemic. What the hell are you doing? And I was like, I'm, you know, only having, you know, 1700 calories a day. And, you know, I balance my meals out. And they're like, you can't, like, have you tried a low carb Atkins style thing? I was like, no, sounded crazy. I mean, I know it works, but I didn't know if I could sustain it. And my doctor was like, you know, that might be something that works better for you. And you also have high cholesterol, and counterintuitively, believe it or not, it can help with that. So I read more about it and I was like, okay, well, I feel much better because, you know, I had a doctor who saw that about me, like low calorie diet, I will just get sick and still not lose weight. And I did low carb for a long time and I got down to like 165 and I felt great, or 160, I think. I felt great. And then it's crept back up on me. I have three sons and a husband, and two of them are super picky eaters. And I don't want to be like, I'm just a sucker who cooks something different for everyone, but one of them is legitimately ASD. So there are texture issues and taste issues. And I swear my husband is right there too with his. And I mean, I'm not like just catering to them, but I literally catering to their disorders. And so it's hard to keep just everything out of the house and my own self-control in order and, you know, get things that I like to eat. And, you know, and that has been part of the sabotage that has gone around me, besides my own lack of self-control. But I've been getting to the gym more, so that's good. I mean, I did lose about 25 pounds in the last 6 months. I feel like I'm on a nice, slow, steady track now to just feeling better.
Yeah, and that's basically the best thing that you can aim for is just feeling good, and you know, and that sounds really pedantic, but that's kind of the whole point, is you have to feel good in your body, and you have to feel good mentally as well, not just physically.
Mm-hmm. And I feel good about, I've been accepting more about just like, well, this is just the way I look. And there are ways to just, I look cute in a dress. I get, you know, people mm-hmm. I know are like, wow, you have really nice legs. I didn't know that. Well, thank you. You know, damn, and I'm getting away with this. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, there are ways to, like, specific ways to dress your body, not even to just hide things, but to accentuate certain things while minimizing others. And that's also something that I came to be very good at when I was heavier, was because I would, you know, people that I trusted very much, I would be like, well, I'm this weight. And they'd be like, really? And I was like, yeah, I just know how to hide it. I know how to wear the right length shirts and jeans to make it seem to even it out.
So. I tell you, one of the most amazing, empowering things has been going to burlesque for like the last, I don't know how many years now, 5 years, 8 years, I don't know. Because it's a very body positive, all different shapes and sizes, and holy shit, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just atmosphere. Like having this amazing, beautiful woman, like just, she was DJing one of the events, and she's like, oh my God, September is wearing the best dress, and I am so jealous. And because I ended up on stage for a trivia thing, and I felt so fantastic. I mean,
like, those are always the best. Yeah, those are always the best moments when you're just like, yeah. Because there are days where I look in the mirror and I'm like, I could be a plus size model. Yeah. And then there are days when I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh God, I want a girl under the covers. It just depends.
Yeah, and it really shifts a lot for me too. I just, sometimes I'm like, oh God, how did I let that happen?
Yeah.
And other times it's like, ooh, look, I'm pulling this off. I mean, it was yesterday, it was like, honey, look. My panties and my bra match. Hint, hint. You know.
Yeah.
But other times, like, no, not getting out of the sweats. Not doing that for days. Just leave me alone. Yeah, my jean, the waistband hurts. Fuck my world.
I have a special robe for those days. Or I'm just like, eh, I'm just going to curl up, no ball.
Yeah. My husband calls it burritoing.
Yes, my husband calls it that too.
What the hell? That's weird.
Yeah, I do it when I sleep too, though. I pull the covers over me because I like to be cocooned while I sleep. And he's like, "Oh, you're burritoing." I'm like, well, "I'm just going to sleep now."
That's really funny. Because yeah, I like to snuggle, and we share a bed, we share covers. And sometimes I could tell, like, he's in some kind of mood, because there's a separate blanket we have for when it gets cool, and he's just, like, wrapped really tightly in it. But yeah, men have these issues, too. I'm not going to mention names, because I didn't get up the nerve. I was going to go visit a friend of mine this weekend and see if he wanted to come on, but I don't know how much he has talked about anything publicly, or if he's gotten therapy or something. But the story, he got the bariatric surgery, and lost a bunch of weight. And I didn't think he was all that big to begin with, but he had always been very slim. So I guess he thought he got, I don't know. I mean, now I look at pictures, I'm like, oh yeah, he did get pretty big. But I think it's one of those things when you know somebody and you just kind of don't, that's not what you're looking at. You don't
think about it. You're just like, oh, that's so and so. You don't think, oh, they're fat. You're just, especially yeah. for your friends. With your friends, you're just like, oh, whatever. But you know, that's not how they see themselves. And
I didn't know he had gotten the surgery, and then he lost a bunch of weight real quick. And I was like, are you sick? Are you okay? And he told me he had gone and gotten the surgery. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, congratulations. Cool. And then his wife also went and got surgery, and she was losing mm-hmm. weight and really happy and stuff. And then he got thinner and thinner and thinner. And I mean, his wife talked to me about it a little bit, and then he talked to me a little bit about it, and it was the thing you hear about when you read about, you know, body dysmorphic disorder, where he's, I look in the mirror and I still see the fat guy. He perceived himself. I mean, he just couldn't see the evidence. It is yeah. to him, he was still fat. And there comes a point, you know, yeah, that surgery, and you have to work back up to eating a certain amount, and you have to stop losing and level out. And he wasn't leveling out. And I know it was scaring people. mm-hmm. And it can happen, you know, to anyone. And it's, you know, I'm setting weight goals, even though I think measuring yourself goals are better, especially because I'm working out along with my plan. Yeah. But I am careful to, like, I know they're well over where I'm going to be safe. I don't want to get down to BMI and weigh 135 pounds, because I know that's just unrealistic, and I look like hell at that weight. It's not healthy. I was really sick when I got that. When I get to 180, there's a tattoo I'm going to have fixed. If I ever get down around 165, I'm just good. I don't ever yeah. want to be any lighter than that. I'm good.
Yeah, my goal weight is 155, because I'm like, I think I'll be set. I'll be good at that weight. I'll be happy.
Yeah, and because I think I idealize some in the direction of, like, I'm obviously, I weigh more than I feel like I look like. I don't want to end up where my mind compensates in the other direction and I don't realize I've gotten to where I am either. Like, I worry about my mind separating, because I know it can totally happen. But I have people around me, I think, who would tell me.
Yeah, they'd be like, Ember.
What you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody tells you, though, when you get fat.
That's true.
Some asshole might, but generally they don't.
Certain family members that shall not be named sometimes will say terribly things.
We've all got one of those.
Yeah.
I worry about you.
Oh my god, I hate that.
Eat it. Yeah. Or the well-intentioned relative that buys you weight loss products.
Oh my god.
I did have that happen.
It's like that doesn't... You are part of the problem.
Yeah. I'm not sick. Or for that matter, I might be and didn't tell you. And there's a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got this autoimmune disorder. I've got inflamed joints all the time. Every time I go back to the gym, I'll get some momentum. And then if I have a flare-up, I can't go for a while. I can't go unless I were to get, like, cortisone shots to keep my joints from flaring up for a while. And so when I go back, I kind of got to start all over again. But I keep doing it.
Yeah, I've got a bad back, like hereditary bad back from my mom. And so I can do like arm exercises and leg exercises just fine. But if I try and do like, you know, the actual benching or deadlifts, I'll throw my back out. So I have to be really careful when I go to the gym.
Yeah, I can't do anything with impact. So, I mean, even on the treadmill, I can only do certain speeds, but, oh, I love the machines that have the controlled, you know, weight. I want nothing to do with dead weights either.
Yeah.
It's too easy to pull something out. Sorry.
Yeah. I like the machines. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can just just do a lot of reps. Pick where I feel like I can take it that day, even if I'm having a flare up in like my hip, I can still go work on my arms and shoulders or something.
Yeah. Let's see. Sorry, I pulled up a body mass index. I just want to see where it puts me. I am about here.
I'll tell you what you don't do.
Hmm.
Don't use the Wii Fit.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. I loved using it. Their yoga program was amazing, and the boxing was like really great for cardio. But I think they, even outside of the American BMI, I think it was actually just all done with little Japanese people or something, because you get on it and every morning it says, "You're obese," yeah, in this cute little fucking voice. Like,
thanks? Question mark?
Like, what are you doing?
This is height in inches. Do you know my height in inches?
Inches? We can do math.
Yeah, I can do math.
I mean, do you have an idea?
5'2".
Oh, you're little.
Yeah, I'm very short. I'm so short. When I went to England, I was touring around the castles, and they were saying how men back then were like super short. And I just passed through those doorways with no problem because I am just bitty. No, 12 times 5.
Or 5 times 12.
60. I know.
So 62 inches.
Okay. So top line. According to this, I am obese. FU chart. Yeah, even my goal weight is overweight, and I'm like, screw you. I am from Germany. We have very strong bones, and we are very stout.
Yeah, thick like dwarf.
Thick like dwarf. Screw that chart.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's bad. Like, I'm like 5'7". It says I should be 135 pounds. That's just...
Yeah, I know.
That's fucked. I haven't been 135 pounds, and I was not overweight. I was wearing like a size 8 in college, Then I moved to Disney. I worked there. I was wearing like a size 10. It's really good, but I weighed like 150 then.
Yeah,
that just... and that was acceptable Disney weight, god damn it.
Yeah.
If Disney hired me that way, you gotta adjust your chart.
I think I will take Disney over this colorful whatever the heck you did. Yeah, it's all very colorful and happy until you realize what it's actually telling you. Anyway.
Yeah, and different people. I mean, there's lots of different reasons, and people are shaped different, and I don't even know how that chart keeps in the meta of our life.
Yeah, I don't even know. Oy. Anyway.
It's the magazines. It's the magazines, god damn it.
Yep.
It's like, yes, I know I'm overweight and I could use to lose some, but you know what? I don't need to, like, punish myself every day for it. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, your body image is bad, and your self-esteem suffers, and some people don't even have a support system of you know, people, like, giving them an encouragement in any other aspect of their lives, and you just gotta not fucking shame people for it all the time. That's something that came up a previous episode. Jen and I were talking about just the shaming that goes on in our society about it.
Yeah, it's...
Like, if you're big and overweight and you have to use a cart, an automated cart at the grocery store or whatever, because who fucking knows? You might have cancer. You might have, you know, if I've had flare-ups with my hip and it was so bad, and I was getting cortisone shots and anti-inflammatory shots and steroids and stuff, and it was still hurting so bad that we went to Disney World for my son's field trip, and I had to use a wheelchair. So I understand that, you know, looking at people funny, but I mean, in the grocery store, you can just, yeah, maybe somebody is well enough that they can get to the door, but to do all that shopping and stuff, I mean, that's hard. Maybe they just had a damn knee surgery. You don't know.
Yeah.
But people just assume that you're just being lazy. And so you're fat. And so you're doing that.
Yeah. It sucks because there's a myriad of reasons why someone might be using a wheelchair or one of the carts to assist. And it is none of your damn business. You being the the overarching you as to why.
And your shit attitude is making the whole image thing worse. And I mean, heaven forbid, I mean, someone has a dysmorphic disorder and you trigger something and it gets out of control. See, and that's another reason I don't like trigger warnings, because like there are literally people that have actual triggers, and I don't like the overuse in media and social media now, like, triggered, that makes me crazy, because I mean, you can seriously make somebody fucking sick. Yeah. People get anorexia, bulimia, and maybe they've recovered from that, you know, and you get, and then they start throwing up every day the next day again, because you look down at them.
So the moral of the story is, you don't know what their story is, just like they don't know you. So everyone could just be nice to each other. That would be great.
Yeah. Just be nice. And remember that we are all made of the same stuff, right? Let's go the whole Neil deGrasse Tyson geek route of, we are all like these bits of stardust from the Big Bang that have coalesced into these amazing consciousnesses, and we get to share each other's company, and you get to look upon and know someone in their heart and their soul, and quit giving people shit about their bodies. Cause I guarantee you, all of us, almost all of us, are doing it enough to ourselves.
Yep.
And we should stop.
Yep.
Like the guys who go to the gym and they're perfect and they're awesome. You know what? There's probably something in there driving them to do that.
Maybe it's, you know, self-determination. Maybe it's trauma. Who knows? So just be nice.
It's your own obsessive thing. Yeah. So everyone, be excellent to each other.
There's a reason why I think it should be mandatory that everyone has 2 years of, like, food service that they have to do before they get a real job. Because everyone would just be so much nicer to each other.
See, I'm kind of on the route that life should just be more like hockey. And when somebody really, really deserves it, you just like hick check them into a wall or punch them in the face. And then you have to go sit in the penalty box and calm the fuck down. But then you get to go back to the game. And there'd be a whole lot less war if life were more like hockey.
That's true. Just take your aggression out in small fits and bursts.
Just get it out. Like I have what I do. I have an exercise where like I have an evil thought for the day. And it's like, I think it keeps me from acting on bad impulses, right? I just think something just terrible or mean. And then I don't do mean things. You know, people in the gaming metaphor, people are like, oh, people who play these games are violent. It's like, no, if I couldn't like go slay dragons, kill demons, I might actually hit someone.
Yeah. Well, it's like a lot of my friends are like, oh, you're so nice. I'm like, that's because you don't know what's behind my brain to mouth filter. I'm just really good at filtering what comes out of my mouth.
You know, the necessary hidden darkness.
Yeah.
So you don't hurt anybody. Yeah. Always spread light. Only and always spread light. So you too can chime in your thoughts, your experiences. We'd love to hear from you at geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577. So Linda, what are you most anticipating coming up right now?
It is still The Shape of Water. I thought the movie was coming out last weekend. It only came out in select cities. So I am super looking forward to it. This weekend, after I finish Simulacra, I'm going to find where it's playing near me, because I don't know if it's playing at the nearest cinema. I may have to go to one that's a little further out. But I want to see that movie so badly. I have watched a bunch of reviews that are non-spoilery because I don't want to spoil for myself. And everyone just has really good things to say about it. It's like they're saying it's one of Del Toro's best works, and I am super psyched and excited about it.
Sweet.
Yes.
I am starting a project sort of a little out of my normal comfort zone. I don't draw. I've tried a bunch of times. I am not good at it. I need an art piece for a tattoo design idea I have had for a long time. And the artist I tried to commission has been going through his own stuff and unable to come through with me, for me, with the design I want. I really wanted him to do it. We have another connection through like the Endless, and it is tattoo design incorporating all the sigils of the Endless from the Sandman comic and kind of like a mirrored version of, I've got my family, all of our names on my left leg in Gallifreyan. And then on the right leg, they can do the same hexagonal thing and then something in the center and do all seven of the Endless to kind of mirror that. And I couldn't get the artist I wanted. And I have been arguing with my son, who can draw, to get on that and be more motivated about hobbies and everything else in his life. And he keeps telling me, you can draw. You just have to practice. You can teach yourself. And I've been arguing with him that there's a certain innate ability involved as well, but I'm going to put it where my mouth is, and I bought a sketchbook and I'm going to try and do it. I mean, I'll be printing out stuff and looking at derivatives and making my own take as much as I can. And then of course I'll end up having a tattoo artist do it, and we'll see if it changes then. But I'm going to work on getting the design, actually drawing it.
Well, that's really exciting. And I love the Sandman series. So You have a heart from Atlanta coming to you, because yay. I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of a big thing for me, man. I'm so glad I found those books and Neil and stuff.
Mm. So good. Everyone should read it. Yeah. Oh, good.
Everyone. So unfortunately, we did not get any new patrons yet. We really, really could use your help to keep this show going. If you go to patreon.com/grills, we'll give you a shout out. We appreciate your feedback there. Any ideas you might have. I've got some game codes to give out. I'd like to see us start climbing. We were getting a new one a month for a little while, and we want to move towards some live streaming. We've been invited, breaking news, to do the whole Diamond Club charity New Year's thing, and it would maybe help me tweak things so that we get a really good, clean video streaming situation for our podcast. So take a look. Help us out.
Yes, please. And our iTunes reviews, we unfortunately did not get any new ones, but we love them. And we would love you to give them to us. Just go on to iTunes and after you listen to us, to give us a good review or some stars. We like stars. So please and thank you in advance for any iTunes reviews.
Yeah, it helps other people find us to get like higher on the list. And that would be awesome. We have front page someday. I'd be so happy.
Geek Grills. Front.
So where can...
Sorry.
Yeah. It's all right. So where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, and you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob, TRUN00B, because I fail at video games. That's why I have that name.
I can be reached at 9 of 12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast. The Jen can be reached at The Jen Says on Twitter and streaming at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. One more thing I did want to say. We have changed our recording schedule. Linda and I are recording on Monday nights. And so either Monday nights or Tuesday mornings, we're getting the cast up weekly on our Patreon early. And then will be releasing Wednesdays to the rest of the world. So it's another little patron bonus if you want in. So thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Bye-bye.
GG.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.